Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear Figs. Because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts, and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your Figs? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room, listening to this podcast? Wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is continuing coverage of United States versus Sean Diddy Combs. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. This is continuing coverage of United States versus Sean Diddy Combs from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
All right, picture this. You're at your job and your boss asks you to pick up some office supplies. Normal Tuesday, right? Now imagine your boss is Sean Diddy Combs and the shopping office supply list includes baby oil, Astroglide, and enough candles to light up a medieval cathedral. You know, like the boss asks. Or you can also coordinate with some male escorts while you're at it. Please add that to the list. We want you to do that with the candles and everything else we need you to get some of the male escorts as well. Another day on the job in the land of Sean Diddy Combs. Welcome to the allegedly twisted world of Christina Corum, the woman who spent 11 years as Diddy's chief of staff. And is now being called his very own Ghislaine Maxwell. Yeah, we are going there today. Love to hear what your thoughts are in the comment section on YouTube. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts so you don't miss any of our coverage on this case or the many cases that we cover for you. Search us on YouTube, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, so you don't miss any of that. And press subscribe, YouTube, wherever you are. Okay, so here's where we start. June 2025. We're breaking down who this person is. Federal courthouse in Manhattan. Witnesses are spilling tea so hot it could melt steel beams about what really went down in Diddy's empire. And one name keeps coming up over and over again. Christina Corum. Or as she was saved in various phones, KK. Cute nickname for someone allegedly running a criminal enterprise logistics department, don't you think? Christina Corum wasn't some random assistant who stumbled into darkness. This woman had a business degree from NC State, spoke fluent French, and had worked at Burberry, Paramount Pictures, and AOL before joining Bad Boy Entertainment in 2013. She was 37 when the Fed started closing in, which means she spent her entire 30s allegedly helping orchestrate what prosecutors are calling a decades-long racketeering conspiracy. Yeah. Some people have quarter-life crises and get a tattoo. Coram allegedly got in to interstate drug trafficking and possibly human trafficking. Who knows? It's all the allegations that we're looking at here. The most damning testimony comes from this wild night in March of 2016 at the Intercontinental Hotel. Cassie Ventura, Diddy's girlfriend at the time, we all know what we're talking about here, was trying to leave. Diddy allegedly went full psycho, chasing her down the hallway and beating her. Whole thing caught on hotel surveillance cameras. Now, a normal person might think, oh shit, we're in trouble. But according to the security guard who testified, Coram's response was essentially, how much for the tape? This security guard, Eddie Garcia, told the court that Coram called him repeatedly after the assault. She allegedly showed up at the hotel lobby like some kind of fixer from a mob movie. And here's where it gets really Netflix documentary worthy. Garcia says Coram arranged a meeting where Diddy handed over $100,000 in cash for the surveillance footage. $100,000 in cash. And they were buying a small house in Ohio, not covering up a felony assault. Garcia had Coram saved in his phone as Eddie My Angel, which is either deeply ironic or suggests this wasn't their first rodeo together. The prosecution argues this shows a pattern. Coram wasn't just randomly helping out in a crisis. She was allegedly the go-to person for making problems disappear. The Olivia Pope of Bad Boy Entertainment, if Olivia Pope specialized in criminal conspiracies instead of political scandals. But wait, it does get better. Or worse, depending on your perspective. Multiple witnesses testified that Coram was essentially the party planner for what prosecutors called freak-offs. I've planned some parties in my day. I've dealt with caterers, DJs, and that one friend who always drinks too much. But Coram's party planning allegedly involved booking hotel rooms, coordinating with escort services, and making sure there were enough supplies for events that could last for days. Days. Most people can barely make it through a three-hour wedding reception. One assistant testified that Coram would give him a shopping list that sounds like it came from the world's sketchiest Costco run. Candles, liquor, baby oil, and Astroglide, all purchased with corporate credit cards, because apparently even alleged sex trafficking operations need to keep receipts for tax purposes. The IRS doesn't play, even if you're allegedly running a criminal enterprise. The drug stuff alone would make your average suburban mom clutch her pearls so hard they'd turn to dust. According to testimony from someone identified only as Jane, because of course there's a Jane in the story, a lot of them, you know, a lot of Jane Does, Coram allegedly gave instructions on drug trafficking like she was teaching a cooking class. Just put it in your checked luggage, and supposedly said that transporting drugs from LA to Miami, ma'am, most of us are stressed about whether our shampoo is under 3 ounces, and you're allegedly giving tutorials on interstate drug trafficking. Producer Lil Rod Jones really went for the jugular in his lawsuit, calling Coram the Ghislaine Maxwell to Sean Combs' Jeffrey Epstein. Now, that's a comparison that'll follow you at every job interview for the rest of your life. Try explaining that one on LinkedIn. Skills include event planning, excessive assistance, or executive assistance, and allegedly facilitating sex trafficking. References available upon request. But the comparison is particularly spicy because it suggests Coram wasn't just following orders like some helpless minion. The allegation is that she was an active participant, a true believer, the Robin to Diddy's allegedly criminal Batman. She supposedly required employees to carry fanny packs filled with what sounds like a DEA evidence locker, cocaine, GHB, ecstasy, marijuana gummies, and something called Tukey. I had to Google and immediately regretted that one. Another assistant, Philip Pines, claimed in his lawsuit that Coram put him in charge of something called the MVP bag. When I hear MVP, I think most valuable player. In Coram's alleged world, it means a bag full of drugs and sex toys for Diddy's parties. Pines also said that when he witnessed Diddy kick a woman, Coram told him to never speak about it because there would be repercussions. Nothing says healthy workplace environment like witness intimidation, am I right? The text message that prosecutors got from Coram's phone are like reading the world's most incriminating group chat. In November of 23, she's texting Diddy saying, "If you cannot be honest with me, this doesn't work," which suggests that even in their allegedly criminal partnership, there were trust issues. It's hard to run a good racketeering conspiracy when people aren't communicating effectively. should have tried Slack. December 23 brought some spicy texts with Jane informing Corum that Diddy was threatening to expose sex tapes. So Corum allegedly knew about the blackmail tactics and did what exactly? According to prosecutors, she kept on keeping on, coordinating and facilitating like the world's most problematic executive assistant. What really gets me is that Diddy publicly thanked the woman at the BET Awards in 2022. He called her his right hand and said she keeps his world twirling. That would be a world that was apparently twirling right into federal indictment. But hey, at least she got a shout out on television. It's going to be about, as well as Bill Cosby's pudding cup commercials have aged. Here's the kicker on this. What really makes this whole thing wild, Corum hasn't been charged with anything. Despite all this testimony, despite being named as the unindicted co-conspirator, despite witnesses pulling her and putting her at the center of basically many, many, many alleged crimes, she's walking around free as a bird that deleted all its social media and went into hiding, but still technically free. The prosecutors won't even call her to testify, which has legal experts scratching their heads like they're trying to solve a particularly difficult world. Some think she's too risky as a witness because she might help the defense. Others think she'll plead the fifth faster than you can say interstate racketeering conspiracy, which takes a little bit of time there. Or maybe, and this is a maybe, it's my favorite theory, they're saving her for her own special indictment party later. Maybe. Nothing says delayed gratification like waiting to charge someone until after their boss's trial wraps up, which does happen quite a bit. Former federal prosecutor Nima Romani, who's been on our show many times, pointed out that being an unindicted co-conspirator is like being in legal purgatory. You're not charged, but you're not clear on any of this either. You're just floating there, waiting for the other shoe to drop while the former life you had burns to the ground around you. Her 2025 statement through her lawyer was a masterclass in saying nothing while seemingly saying something. Quote, I have never condoned or aided and abetted the sexual assault of anyone, nor have I ever drugged anyone. Cool. But what about the alleged drug trafficking, witness intimidation, and obstruction of justice? That statement has more holes than Swiss cheese at a shooting range. The lawyer also said she can't tell her story until the criminal trial is over and the civil cases are resolved, which would basically be never. Which is basically lawyer speak for, we're not saying shit until this is all done. Anything that could be used against us later, we ain't talking. Smart move. I mean, legally speaking, it is a terrible move if you're trying to convince people that you're innocent. The question everyone's asking is, will she flip? Will Corum eventually decide that loyalty to her former boss isn't worth potentially spending decades in federal prison? Maybe she already has. Let's be real. Even if half of what these witnesses are saying is true, she's looking at serious time if they decide to charge her. RICO conspiracies aren't like jaywalking tickets. The feds don't play around with organized crime, even when it comes dressed in designer suits and speaks fluent French. As we wait to see what happens next in the saga, one thing is very clear about this. Christina Corum's story is a cautionary tale about what happens when ambition meets immorality. When keeping your boss's world twirling means allegedly facilitating crimes, maybe it's time to update your resume and find a new job. Hey, guess when you're making chief of staff money and flying private, it's easy to ignore the facts that you're allegedly helping run a criminal enterprise. The most ironic part of all this, Corum spent over a decade allegedly helping Diddy avoid consequences for his actions, and now she's facing the very real possibility that those same actions will destroy her own life. The company you keep, right? She kept his world twirling. All right, twirling right down the drain of a federal investigation. So what's the lesson here? Maybe it's that no job is worth your soul. Maybe it's that the feds always get their man or woman. Maybe it's just that if your boss asks you to coordinate sex trafficking and drug distribution, you should probably polish up that resume and start looking elsewhere. As for Corum, she remains in limbo, an unindicted co-conspirator in a case that's shaping up to be one of the wildest trials in entertainment history. Will she be charged? Will she cooperate? Will she maintain her innocence while Rome burns around her? Only time will tell. But one thing is for sure. Her days of keeping anyone's world twirling are officially over, unless that world is a federal courtroom. In which case, buckle up, KK. This ride is just getting started. What are your thoughts on Miss Corum? Clearly, if you're that close to the sun, you're getting burned. And I'm guessing there's a lot of burn marks on her. And burn marks on others that, had she not been involved, may not be there, allegedly. Should she get that plea deal? Should she get that deal where she can run scot-free for giving up her information? Or should she just have to pay her price for basically selling her soul, knowing these things were going on, and continuing down that road to get that paycheck and that lifestyle? Tell me in the comment section what your thoughts are on YouTube. Let us know. If you're listening to our podcast on another platform, press subscribe so you don't miss any of our coverage of this and the other cases we got for you right here. If you're listening to us on the Downfall of Diddy channel, hey, we got other cases. We got other places that we are covering for you. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi wherever you get podcasts, or on YouTube as well, to get in on the comments and everything else that we put out here for you on video. Interested to hear your thoughts on this one. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want to stay on top of the latest true crime cases? Press subscribe now and never miss a breaking update from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
Well, they said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ugh. Spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine. Discounts. Appointments. Online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom. Blocked. No more interruptions. No more stress. Stay connected. Stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.